Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Experts are warning that active clubs, those white nationalist groups disguised as fitness and brotherhood organizations, are spreading rapidly in Wisconsin and nationally. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Experts say they're seeing a rise in white nationalist movements in Wisconsin and across the country that are disguising themselves as fitness groups. They're called active clubs and present themselves as sporting clubs or fighting clubs focused on brotherhood. Art Gibson, professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, says they recruit both online and in person, targeting young white men using shared interests as tools to gradually introduce and normalize racist ideologies.
Add to that the willingness to engage in violence against people of color, LGBTQ people. There's a clear potential for violence here.
Gibson says active clubs often meet in Christian churches and gyms, with recent activity showing multi-state coordination, like a Wisconsin active club regularly meeting with an Illinois active club for family days. They use distinctive symbols like the Celtic cross, a well-known neo-Nazi symbol, and share content across social media platforms to maintain connections between chapters and other white supremacist groups. Gibson says the groups are a huge shift in organizing for white supremacists and white nationalists following what he calls a decentralized leaderless resistance. Gibson says new chapters of active clubs are frequently being created and linking with one another. Members say they are dedicated to self-improvement and brotherhood, seeing themselves as a noble resistance in the cause of preserving the white race. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel, 110% confident, and, I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not, 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Connie Field, a filmmaker with Clarity Films. Clarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, claritifilms.org is the website. Connie.Field, spelled just the way you'd think, C-O-N-N-I-E dot Field, over on Instagram. Connie, tell us about this new film you have about Hungary.
Well, the film is called Democracy Noir, which I guess is an apt title for it. And the film follows three women in Hungary who have been fighting Viktor Orban since 2010. And one of them is an opposition member of parliament. The other is a nurse who is also a street activist, and the other is a journalist who follows corruption. And we get the story of what happened in Hungary over the last 12 years through their eyes. And when you see the film, I think what Americans today are going to notice is that this is where Trump got his playbook. You'll see so many things in the film that will remind you of what's happening to us right now.
Yeah, and Viktor Orban even came to CPAC and said, you know, build your own media, change your libel laws so that you can take down people who criticize you. He just laid it out. I mean, you know, and this is not a secret. Generally speaking, although most Americans are completely unaware of it.
Right, exactly.
What led you to this?
Just as most Americans, even though the Democrats talked a lot about 2025, I think it went over everybody's head.
Yeah.
Really didn't land anywhere where people really understood it. And with this film, now people understand it much better than before the election.
So where can people find the movie?
The movie's going to be at the Monica in Los Angeles for the next week. It's starting on September 19th. It'll run through the 25th. And they can get tickets at the Lemley Theater. It's called the Monica in Los Angeles. It's also going to be at a lot of other theaters, and they can go to our website, which is claritifilms.org, and they can see where it's showing.
Yeah, Sean was just telling me it's playing here in Portland right now, apparently until
right
tomorrow.
Right now in Portland, I just got back from Seattle. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's going to be in Cleveland. It's going to be in many, many places.
Are you going to put it online?
Yes, eventually I'll put it online, probably in November, December.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. I was actually in Hungary the summer that Viktor Orban, I wasn't there when he gave the speech, but about a month afterwards, when he was kind of a rising star on the left, as it were, you know, challenging communism. It was the, it was the summer that the wall came down in Berlin, and there were all these German refugees coming in and whatnot. And, you know, people were actually very optimistic about the possibility that Viktor Orban could be the guy, you know, who was going to lead Hungary into a post-Soviet positive place. How did he become essentially a dictator?
Well, you know, okay, a couple of interesting things about the time that you were there. Orban went to Oxford on a scholarship paid by George Soros.
I remember, yeah.
And he was a liberal back then, and he was much more liberal from 1998 to 2002 when he was also in office. And he also, the other thing that's important about that era is that that's when they formed their new constitution for Hungary. And unfortunately, in this constitution, they have a clause that says any political group that gains two-thirds majority in parliament can change the constitution.
Which he has done now repeatedly.
Yes, when he got elected in 2010, he was the first to have a two-thirds majority, and he did exactly that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, as people now are beginning to understand that something's wrong in our constitution, which is allowing for the situation that we face right now, that was the same in Hungary. But one thing I wanted to add is the reason I did a film about Hungary is because my husband's Hungarian. And we've been going almost every year since 1990 to Hungary. So I've kind of had a front row seat.
Wow. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So you know about that era that I was talking about. I haven't been back since then. So I can't, you know, speak to modern day Hungary, but I certainly can read the news reports. And I've written a few myself about Viktor Orban. He has essentially captured the entire judiciary. Do I have that right?
Absolutely.
And he has his party, Fidesz, controls the parliament. He has largely gerrymandered Hungary in order to guarantee his and Fidesz's victories. How does that work in Hungary?
Well, that's one of the first things he did in 2011 is gerrymander, just the way the Republicans have. And unfortunately, Democrats do the same thing, but have not been as successful as Republicans. Right. In gerrymandering things in the states. The other thing he did is he did a thing called winner take all. It used to be if you got 51% of the vote, that's what you got represented, and the opposition would have its 49%.
In parliament.
In parliament. He changed it so whoever gets 51% in that district gets the whole district.
Hmm.
Okay, the other thing he does, he can change the election laws at will. Okay, so for instance, around Hungary, there's this diaspora of Hungarians because Hungary used to be much bigger until World War I. And so he allows all the Hungarians in the Ukraine, in Slovakia, in Romania, in Serbia, to all vote in the Hungarian elections. And they can vote by mail, and he gives them various grants and helps them out, and they all vote for Fidesz.
Right, because he's
sort of another diaspora in Hungary, which are young people who all went off to Europe to work. And there's about 800,000 there. If you're in England and you're working in Manchester, you have to go all the way to London to the Hungarian embassy and vote in person. And the embassy always closes by 3 o'clock that day.
So the young people
can vote.
I'm sorry, finish your thought. I didn't mean to step up.
And the other thing that he allows to have happen is he does like voter tourism. This he started in 2018. So let's say he's got a district that he's not sure of getting his 51%, and he knows he's got this other one completely. He buses people from that district to the other one, so he always gets his 51%.
Wow.
He always has two-thirds of parliament.
Wow, that's pretty extreme. So with the foreign vote or the out of country vote, the people who he is subsidizing and who love him, he lets them vote by mail. But the people who are the young people who are working abroad, they have to go to the embassy. Do I have that right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they're more likely to vote against him. It's really astonishing. And he's been in power since, 2010, as I recall?
For this era.
Yeah. He was president before that for a short time.
98 to 2002, when he lost that election, he was really depressed.
Right.
And so he went around the country and formed the citizens group with his party, Fidesz, figured out who his constituency could be, and he's played to that constituency.
Right.
In a way, it's very similar to Trump.
How do you think this is going to play out? Because he's been sucking up to Putin. And, he has had pro-Ukraine positions at times, but it seems like Trump's pro-Ukraine positions. In other words, all talk, no action kind of stuff. But not just with regard to Ukraine, but how is he shut down major universities. He sued most of the press in Hungary out of business, and his oligarch buddies have bought up most of the media outlets. I mean, he basically controls that country, and can do it with an iron fist, although he has this, friendly affect. And everybody thinks of Hungary as just, another country in Europe. In fact, he sponsored CPAC over there in Budapest a couple of years ago. How do you think this is going to play out? Is the movement to overthrow him essentially going to have any success? Or, I mean, is Fidesz going to end when he dies? I mean, what do you see happening? We've got about 2 minutes here before we hit a hard break, Connie.
Okay. It's actually looking very positive now. A couple of things, a new party formed called TISA. It's headed by a guy who left Fidesz. There's been resistance in Hungary continuously, and that's been very, very important, because once Fidesz came up, a lot of people were there to join it because they've developed this culture of resistance. And TISA is outpolling Fidesz right now.
That's
the second thing that happened was Orban banned Pride. But instead of people staying home on Pride Day, led by the mayor of Budapest, close to 200,000 people were in the streets.
I saw the pictures. Yeah, I remember.
And Orban did nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a party that could basically overtake it. It really is going to end up depending on how much Orban sews up the election.
We're talking with Connie Field. She's a filmmaker with ClarityFilms.org, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y Films.org. And the film is Democracy Noir. Tell us again how people can find this film.
Well, it's going to open in L.A. on Friday at the Monica Theater, so they can go there. It's playing there for a week. It's in Cleveland. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, a number of places. I just got back from Seattle. It's in Portland, many, many places.
Yes.
But in Santa Monica, at the Monica Theater, starting this Friday.
Cool.
And I'll be there on Friday and Saturday to talk with the film.
That's great. ClarityFilms.org. Check it out. Connie, thanks so much for dropping by and for making this movie.
Thank you, Tom.
Good talking with you.
Okay.
Democracy Noir. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour, just about. We'll be in a few seconds. I'll be back with you and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison has got open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. Where you're, what do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You really? Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/school.
Use the law like a blade on command. He named the men who told the truth and tried to bury them with state-approved abuse. Chris Cribbs said the vote was clean. Trump couldn't stand what that would mean. So he aimed the DOJ like a loaded gun to punish truth till silence won. The freedom to speak. For the freedom to speak truth to power. Trump made loyalty the only creed.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. I've got a couple of quick kind of informational things for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about how the dollar is declining in value since Trump took office. It's had the fastest decline in 50 years.
Really?
He's such a great businessman. 50-year decline to 10%.
Wow.
The other one I wanted to tell you, I've spent a lot of time researching, using stats, going through numbers since 1975, and about 77% of all political violence, you know, domestic terrorism, is on the right-wing lunatics. And about 23% is on the left. So it's just the opposite of what, you know, how Trump
right.
uses.
And the percentage that's on the left, by the way, is not the left that the right wingers attack. It's not, you know, trans people out there. Well, there was one, but, you know, it's not like, you know, trans or queer people out there shooting people. It's mostly environmentalists who are, you know, sabotaging environmental, you know, disasters, you know, logging sites and things like that. If my recollection is correct, Joe, you just looked through the numbers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a false equivalence. Even with that 23%, they're usually trying to do something good.
Yeah.
Like stopping big insurance from, you know, killing everybody. The other thing I wanted for any Republicans that are hate watching that happen to be seniors, I've got good news for you. In 2026, your COLA, your cost of living, is going to be less than inflation, about 2.7%. But the good news is you'll be paying 11% more on your Part B Medicare. Trump's doing such great things for you again. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about that I think you'll find very interesting, there's a new deal going on. You can look this up. It's quite interesting. There was, right a couple of days before the death of Kirk, there was somebody selling witchcraft spells on Etsy.
Oh, I know. And they bought a hex on Kirk.
Yeah, and I'm thinking witch trials with Alito as the judge. Don't you think?
Yeah, that would
it's
work.
There, right?
Joe, right, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is a true story, though. It's an amazing one. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
and you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet, because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, CivicMedia.us.
Pacific Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs, or BTMs, allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam, so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions, and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping on this extraordinary Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Pillars of justice down, banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one, turning the law into a loaded gun, breaking the courts, bending the rules. Trump's bill. Got the judges shaking in fear. Musk by his side, whispering.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Oh, I love your show so much.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, of course, I think the assassination of Charles Koch, completely unacceptable in every way. But what concerns me is that this concept in our media that's going on right now, if anyone says anything negative about him, that, they're going to be labeled as being against free speech. When in actuality, if we can't say those things, that's not free speech.
Yeah, it's
and
quite
I think
ironic.
We need to, right? Yeah. We need to let young people know who, maybe think they support him, some of the things that he has, said. And I know, he, rejects feminism. He says, a woman should submit to her husband. He says slavery was bad, but black people were better off in slavery. They committed less crimes then. He says the January 6th people entered the Capitol and beat the police. Were trying to attack, Nancy Pelosi. And they just had bad judgment. But it wasn't an insurrection. Mm-hmm. And he actually was happy that they were all pardoned. He believed the election was stolen.
Yeah.
Donald Trump went to 62 judges.
I don't think he believed it, but he said it. Yeah.
But he said it, right. He would denounce LGBTQ, the community. It was terrible. He stated gun deaths had to occur because of the benefits of gun rights. So I guess he was okay with children being killed, mm-hmm. and terrible attacks. He said the Civil Rights Act was a mistake. It was destructive.
Yep.
He said it was anti-white. Martin Luther King was an awful person.
Yep.
He said George Floyd was a scumbag and wasn't worthy of attention. I could just go on.
I've seen the list.
Yeah, and I've actually gone and looked at some of the videos to make sure he did say these things, and he did.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to understand why we cannot make those statements. You can condemn the assassination, but then you need to tell people what his views were, which are not acceptable.
Yeah.
And And I'm just not even listing all of them, but those are pretty significant there.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Charlie Kirk was promoting positions that I strongly disagree with and that I think are actually right. bad for America. But, you know, he had every right, right to do that. And
sure.
and he had every right to travel around the country to tell his truths or what I would, you know, define even as in some cases lies. But that's all perfectly legal. That's free speech. And when Pam Bondi comes out and says, now, if you engage in free speech in an effort to smear the reputation of Charlie Kirk, then the right. FBI, the Department of Justice, the biggest police yeah. agency in the world, is or at least in the United States, is going to come after you. At yeah. that point, I'm exactly. saying, wait a minute, something has changed in America.
That's exactly what I've been hearing, too, and I feel that exact same concern that you just expressed.
Yeah, yeah.
That it doesn't make any sense to me. And I think
dangerous.
It's more, it's very dangerous, and, you know, and just so many important issues that, you know, again, it needs to be stated what he said, because I actually know some young people who, you know, they just heard, you know, superfluous things about him. They think he sounded good, and then when I tell them this list, they go, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I can't agree with those things.
Well,
that's
why they don't want us talking about it. So,
right.
Yeah, yeah. I got to move along, Marilyn, but thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Annette in Baltimore. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
I got a few things. How are you?
I am fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. First of all, the media try to convince people that their feelings or perceptions are actually reality, right? Because they say, you know, when Biden was in office, they said, we just don't feel, you know, like we are going ahead or things are getting cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was, right? But their feelings, because I feel this, they needed me to it or convince that our perception is not reality
yeah.
most times.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, okay, what's both sides thing to this domestic violence, political violence? We got a few, and I can't even say we have a few, because I think most of those are like libertarians or something, right? I don't think that they're actually Democrats, but I just say the false equivalents.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, and because I had it right there, I was like, okay, what is it? What's these things? Political views? Mostly on the right, negative, and the perception, because I found one of the ladies, the commentators on MSNBC, I think she's took over the slot for Joy Reid with the other two people,
mm-hmm.
and she keeps saying, well, people don't feel, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, sadly, that's become the criteria for our politics,
yeah.
and that you know,
you know, it's like,
do you feel,
I feel you know,
yeah, yeah,
no,
and that was the problem with the Biden presidency. Was Joe Biden was, in my opinion, one of the best presidents of my lifetime,
yes.
and yet nobody knew it because he was such an incompetent communicator. And you know, and I get that. I mean, he was a very good legislator. He was a very good president, but he stuttered, and because I think he was just basically shy, he was not able to go out in front of the White House every day and just, you know, rant about all the great stuff he's doing the way Donald Trump does.
People were denying reality.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I mean, just denying reality.
Yep. I get it.
I mean, because if they're going to sit there and fall for the, you know, we do better under Republican governance,
we never have.
I don't know
yeah.
if we're going to make it through this
yeah.
one.
Yeah, in the last 40 years, we've, you know, in every presidency that we've had, the Republicans have created 1 million jobs and Democrats have created 50 million jobs. Republicans have given us 10 out of the last 11 recessions. You know,
yeah.
Americans just don't know this stuff. Annette, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay.
It's great hearing from you. Thank you. Thank you. Shelley in Lake City, Florida. Hey, Shelley, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for all you and your crew do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I had a thing that came out. I was listening to the Midas Touch podcast on Friday, and Ben Mycelis had Brendan Boyle on, the congressman from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And Brendan Boyle mentioned that the subsidies for the ACA are going to run out at midnight on October the 1st. Now, I knew they were supposed to expire on January 1st, but I have insurance through the ACA. Right now, I'm presently paying $40 a month. If I lose those subsidies, I'm going to be paying $1,400 a month starting next month. And I have called eight congressmen in my state, and I called Brendan Boyle's office, and I have left them all messages with my phone number and my email. I have not heard anything back. And I'm quite concerned, so I thought, well, when in doubt, call Tom.
I thought it was January 1st, too, Shelley. I'm wondering if Brendan Boyle is wrong, maybe you and I are.
I've heard it mentioned twice after Friday, after Brendan mentioned it Friday. I've also heard it two more times on the Midas Touch. I've heard it three times.
Huh. And well, I'm sorry, I don't know. Normally, I'm on top of this stuff, but I'll tell you what. I can't do it during the break. We'll be taking calls, but I'll have to look this up when I get off the air, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. Is that all right?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'll see what I can find out, Shelley. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Maybe I can track it down in just a few seconds here, real quickly. It is 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment while I try to figure all this stuff out. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Okay, I just asked ChatGPT, when do the ACA credits expire? And it says they're set to expire at the end of 2025, unless Congress acts to renew them. So there you go. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or open your medical emergency kit, you know, like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications, and there is a doctor in this loop, to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes, and your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And use the promo code Tom to get that $45 off. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then use the promo code Tom.
The White House is set, the flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet, the cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crowd.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Well, first, quickly, I would like to just point out to all the bills out there that it's quite amazing how the right has convinced you of this totally minor issue to get you to vote against your own interests.
Yeah.
Just because of this little minor issue.
You're talking about wailing on trans people like Bill was doing a minute ago.
Yeah, it's a distraction. I mean,
it's a disgraceful distraction.
Yeah. So the other thing that the reason I call was the this Charlie Kirk cult, it seems, has sprung up now. I mean,
yes, the horse vessel syndrome.
They've created a new religion,
yep.
Charlie-anity.
Charlie-anity. Yeah, it seems.
I mean, I'm just stunned by
the
yeah. That, I mean, they treat him like he's some sort of God, you know. How dare you say anything about this God, Charlie? You know,
yeah. It's blasphemy.
I don't. And can you imagine what would happen on the other hand if Joe Biden was the one that had been shot? Can you imagine what would be being said?
Well, we know.
From
I think
right.
We know. When the Speaker of the Minnesota House was shot and her husband, they were both killed. Trump wouldn't even call Governor Walz. He wouldn't lower the flags to half staff. Nancy Pelosi's husband was nearly murdered at the age of 82 with a hammer, Trump made jokes about it. Trump retweeted a picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck with a bullet hole in his forehead. I mean, you know, we know how they would respond.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the congresswoman was not well known, so nobody knew who that was really. Even
outside
Trump
of Minnesota,
know
yeah.
Who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but I'm not sure Charlie Kirk was all that
well
known before all this happened outside of Republican circles and you know,
right.
Political
well, that's
junkies.
What I mean. You know, Biden yeah, Kirk was what pretty well known in the, on the right, but Biden is well known by everybody.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, that would be, he would be, you know, just a fair game for their vitriol.
Well, and he has been. I mean, you know, he has been. He
well,
really
yeah.
has been. And his family,
but,
too.
I mean, if he was killed, is, they would just be.
Can you remember when they were, everybody was going hysterical that Hunter Biden made $5 million, you know, being on the board of Burisma over a five-year period? And they were like, oh, my God, yeah. he's monetizing the presidency. And here you've got Donald Trump. You know, and his and Steve Witkoff forming a partnership to peddle crypto, and the UAE puts $2 billion into their partnership, and apparently in exchange for us selling these high tech chips to the UAE that are forbidden to be sold to the UAE because of their close association with China. I mean, it's. It sure looks like bribery to me.
With all this corruption.
And bribery is one of the things that the Constitution says you can impeach a president for. Clay, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Karen in New Orleans. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I am calling you because I saw a program Saturday night that I'm begging you to watch it. It's a half hour. It's on DirecTV. TN channel 376. It was aired this past Sunday, 9/14/25 at 3:30 a.m. It's a interviewer and a book author, and the book's name is Trump Stargate AI. Author is Billy Crone. He connects the, don't be misled by the first 3 minutes, because I've never seen people that are generally barely pro-Trump flip to anti-Trump in a half an hour. Hmm. It's amazing. And I've been watching this for 5 years or more.
So what was it that flipped it people, Karen?
Say it again?
What was it that flipped people?
It is connecting the dots from Trump and an executive order he did in the first week he was up there, and why he let Elon Musk into our systems to steal all our Social Security data, all our IRS data, and the U.S. Treasury payment system.
Right.
And it and the third person, it the third dot that you can connect is this Larry Ellison guy.
Whose son has just bought CBS and Paramount and all that stuff, and might be buying
TikTok. Oh, no. This is even worse. This is even worse. This is, he's going to have the CBS,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get the TikTok.
Right.
But this right here is the reason why. It's a reason why Musk needs X, and it's a reason why Ellison needs TikTok.
What is the reason why?
Please, say it again.
What is the reason why?
Well, now, I can't say that on the air.
Okay, Karen, thank you for the call. We're out of time anyway. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy
to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.